This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen along with you. Medicines play an important role in treating many conditions and diseases that we face. But when they're no longer needed, it's important to dispose of them properly to prevent harm from either accidental exposure or intentional misuse. Plus, many communities are facing opioid and heroin epidemics, and safe drug disposal is one viable component of a multi-pronged approach to reducing drug abuse. We'll hear with more on all of this is Gail Bannock from Upstate New York Poison Center at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Gail. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you, Linda.
So proper disposal of medications that are no longer needed are essential. Tell us why that is and how this whole issue of the opioid and heroin epidemic somehow is connected to this.
Yeah. Well, the reality is that the more readily that a medication or a drug is available, the more accessibility people have to it, the more opportunity they have to use it. So if you follow that logic, obviously, it's important for us to get rid of our outdated, expired medications that we're no longer using and get them out of our medicine cabinet so no one has access to them.
But you said there is a linkage in some way. So is the idea that because they're in our medicine chests, perhaps a teenager might get a hold of them and misuse them?
Yeah, it could be a teenager, it could be anyone. I mean, the reality is, looking at reports from real estate companies now, they're telling us that people are going in during tours of homes, they're going into medicine cabinets to take medicine, or they're stealing it out of a coworker's purse. So it isn't just about, you know, teenagers, but it is, certainly does include teenagers, and we're trying to look at the big picture and trying to come up with some strategies that will help prevent as many of those opportunities as possible.
So getting to that, what exactly should people do? Let's say you have several drugs in your medicine chest that you no longer use. What's the best strategy for dealing with them?
Well, glad that you asked. Right now we have a new program out in Onondaga County that we're very proud of that is called a Sharps Needles and Drug Disposal Program. And the program involves many program partners, including the Onondaga County Health Department and the DA's office, as well as, of course, the Poison Control Center, the Prevention Network, and Reach CNY, in addition to Covanta and Okra. And we're very pleased that Covanta has agreed to burn all of the medications and the drugs that we get from this program, this drug collection. So the strategy is that we now have collection boxes at 9 local police departments in Onondaga County, and during regular business hours, people can go to their local law enforcement agency and drop off their unwanted expired medication.
Wow, that's really quite significant. Mm-hmm. Is that current? It's happening now. And is it going to be ongoing? Something that will go on for months and months?
It is going to be ongoing, Linda. That's the great news about this. The reason we've done this is because of the fact that, as most people know, the DEA started a drug disposal event, and they hold it every 6 months, so semi-annually, and that's great news because they've collected something like 5 million pounds of medications in the past 4 years prior to starting it up again this year. And so we're thrilled with that program. But when you look at it now, for the most part, people do not have another place to dispose of those meds the other 5 months of the year. So now this program will give them an opportunity to go to their local police department during regular business hours and get rid of those medications, in addition to sharps and needles.
Yeah, I want to get back. I want to talk a little bit more about that as well. But if in the event that you wouldn't be able to actually, or you don't live near to, or you don't have the ability to get to one of these drop-off places, mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the kinds of things that people can do themselves in terms of what's a safe way to dispose of some of these medications. Mm-hmm. What should they be doing?
The first thing they shouldn't be doing is flushing it down the toilet, because obviously, you know, as it travels through our the waste, that it can pollute our environment, and more importantly, it can harm, you know, animals in our environment, that the drugs that leach out into the soil and into our waterways. And the FDA has a piece on their website about proper drug disposal that I would encourage people to go look at that recommends that you take the medication and put it in coffee grounds or kitty litter and wet the substance, put it in a container, and put it out with your regular garbage. That certainly is an option, but as I said, we're hoping to change people's way of thinking so that we can get them to realize that it's just as easy to go to their local PD on their way to the store to shop or to a pharmacy to pick up new meds and to hopefully drop off those meds so that they can be taken by the DEA to Covanta and Okra for that burn.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, along with Poison Center's Gail Bannock, and we're talking about the importance of proper disposal of no longer needed medications. So there are some medications I read in some of my research that can be flushed if they're very highly toxic, and there's really a fear that if anyone were to get a hold of them, they could be perhaps even lethal. But that information should be found, as you said, on the FDA website.
Right.
So if you have any question at all in our listening audience to what exactly to do if you can't get to a police department and drop those off. By the way, we will also have a link to our website on what those 9 police stations are.
Great.
That you can bring it to. You can go on the FDA website and determine exactly what to do with those medications. Let me get to the sharps and needles. When we say sharps, what do we mean?
We're talking about any products that are used for home care in terms of the management of any chronic illness or disease that you may have. So typically it comes to mind diabetes. And so lancets, sharps, needles, and the
auto-injectors.
Right.
Any kind of syringe, needles, those kinds of things.
Or
even infusion sets, if you're doing some kind of infusion.
I'm not familiar with those, Linda, to be very honest
with
you. But you certainly can call the Poison Control Center. We can get you that answer if you're interested. And the great news about this collection program is that even though the DEA drug collection days have been very successful, and we're thrilled that Senator Schumer and all the other senators pushed so hard to make this happen again. The reality is the other 5 months of the year, people don't know what to do with these products. And as far as drugs are concerned, as far as the needles, I've actually had people telling me that they have driven around with needles in their car and they don't know what to do with used needles. Hospitals do collect them, but they don't advertise for the most part that they do collect them. And so oftentimes people are confused. This project will at least allow people to go to their local PDs, as we said, and hopefully this program will be expanded at the end of the year to all PDs in Onondaga County, keeping our fingers crossed. And then they can dispose of those unwanted lancets, sharps, needles, the proper way, because drug disposal days do not collect sharps and needles.
What's the main danger with sharps? In other words, what types of diseases can be spread? What, besides getting just a puncture wound, what are the kinds of things that are potentially, gotten from using?
Well, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, HIV even from used needles, but that puncture wound isn't to be ignored either, because oftentimes people reuse needles because senior citizens have told me that they're expensive, that they have to pay something for them. And so they reuse their needles, and unfortunately they can cause, infection in that.
At the site,
because the needle is less sharp every single time you use it. So great idea to have an opportunity to get rid of those and dispose of those needles properly.
And maybe try to make them more affordable for our senior citizens as well.
Yeah.
Well, this is really very, very exciting and very helpful for all these people who are obviously, most of us have something of that nature in our homes. And the hope then would be that we would basically get in control both of the sharps, the needles, and all of those potential drug problems. And is it your hope then that besides the fact that it will be, I mean, to my mind, it's going to be at police departments, but the most simple way to do this would be if pharmacies would accept these things back.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is there any movement toward thinking about that? People are always going to get, new prescriptions. It would be the likely plot, in my mind, the likely place.
You're absolutely right, Linda. We've been talking about this for years, and we work directly with Senator Schumer's office, and the fabulous news is that the DEA has amended its regulations, and so now pharmacies on the books are allowed to take back medications. But of course, this is going to be a process, because as you talk to pharmacies, they say, Great, but who's paying for it? Who's accepting the responsibility? What about the liabilities to our, you know, involved with our personnel? So there are a lot of questions to be answered before that process is in place. But some pharmacies are collecting over-the-counter medications and some prescription medications. So you can check with your pharmacy on that.
So we're moving in the right direction.
I believe so.
Lastly, once again, the resources. People should go to the FDA website.
Yes.
They can link to our website for the information about locally where they can drop them off. Is there any other resource you'd like to offer?
Certainly the Upstate New York Poison Control Center. If you go to upstatepoison.org, we certainly have information on all types of pieces. And make sure you check out our newsletter because there are tons of articles in there as well.
Thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Gail Banik from Upstate's New York Poison Center with Upstate Medical University. So glad you came in, Gail.
My pleasure.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.